Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
All right, on this Monday morning, the 21st of December, it's the end of the year. This is the time of year we kind of take a look back at the year that was and look ahead at the year upcoming in all different facets, including the year in agriculture. We're going to do that right now. We're joined by Michigan State University Extension educator in the field of forages and field crops, Phil Cates, on the line with us right now. Good morning, Phil.
Good morning, Paul. How are you today?
I'm doing well, thanks. So what kind of a year was this now that the harvest report is in for our area? What kind of a year did we have?
Well, when you compare 2020 to 2019, the disaster of 2019 turned into an excellent year for 2020. I think all the farmers were happy just to have a good crop, but in spite of some dry weather during the summertime, it really turned out to be an excellent year overall for almost every crop across the board. So I think it's really good to see high yields in some certain places where they had great rains. But more important than that, the price has come up along with the yields. And so not only are the farmers going to have something to sell, they're going to have a good price to sell those crops at. So it's really a win-win situation for everybody involved this year in the Blue Water area.
Well, that's fantastic news, especially given, as you pointed out, the disastrous year of 2019. If we can remember that far back, it seems like years ago. But really, just last year, we had all that spring rain, and it just flooded so many fields. It was a terrible year, wasn't it?
Oh, it was. So when I look at this year in the fall that we had, that was just dry, and we had excellent harvest conditions. You can see farmers were able to get into their fields and they didn't have any problems getting those crops off. And I look at what's been done nationally, and I think we're right there with both corn and soybeans as the bigger crops up nationally as well as locally, many percentage points. And I think it just adds to their gross farm income and hopefully net farm income as well. So I think it's a good year. And, of course, then we're also started for next year already, too, because not only do farmers want to get harvested, but wheat is already planted and growing, and many of the farmers were able to do all of their farm field work ahead of time before the ground froze, and really just sets them up for a really good start for next year already.
That's good. Phil, is it typical that after a really bad flood kind of a year like 2019 was, that as things dry out, it's followed by a good year like this year? Is that typical?
That's a great question that I don't know that I can answer, because in my career, usually there have been years where we've had very good years following very poor years, but I don't think it's something that you can bank on.
Yeah.
I just think that there's opportunities to do well, and management comes into play there. So it's sometimes yes, sometimes no.
I think, yeah, it's absolutely right. Farmers are so much at the mercy of the weather. It's got to be a scary kind of a feeling. But you're right, management is very, very important given that uncertainty, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. When you consider year in and year out, the top managers across any of these farming activities, whether they're a grain farmer or a livestock farmer, the top managers seem to make money just about every year. Whereas those that are poor managers, they'll see some equity leave their farms, or they'll lose money most years compared to the really good farmers. So, yes, management matters every single year.
Phil, how much has COVID-19 impacted farming over the course of this year?
Well, I think it's certainly been a very stressful year, and every farmer and every farm has stressors that are part of everyday living, but I think it's just added another layer of stress on all farmers. And when I say that, it's in their families as well. So I think that there have been some things that have affected farms, and stress to us is something that we have to try and provide some relief and some help for farmers that are feeling that stress. And we have done that. But I think there's other things involved too, whereas we didn't know what was going to happen, whether the farmers were going to be able to get their crops planted on time. But, well, those are fears that didn't materialize, and that's a good thing.
Yeah.
There are some places where there's a lot of hired labor, and if you had hired labor, sometimes it was tough to get them on the job, and that just adds another stressor.
Yeah, I don't doubt that. Farmers don't get much of a break, as you pointed out. I mean, there's planting, there's harvesting, there's preparing for the coming year. And so even though we're sitting here in late December and it's cold and we're going to have snow at the end of the week, there's still a lot of work for farmers to do, isn't there?
Oh, sure. One of the things that I've noticed, and it really falls into what Extension does on an annual basis, and that's prepare for next year by providing some educational opportunities for farmers, and they need to be learning. They need to prepare. And so one of the things that we do is we try and provide some programs and educational opportunities for farmers to get ready for the new season, because there's always something new coming down the pike. And so we have programs that this year are going to be all virtual. We're having no in-person meetings, which is very different. And the farmers will tell me, Phil, we want to be in person, but we know we can't. So we're learning new technologies and using our computers in different ways than we have in the past.
Well, and yeah, it's change, and that's uncomfortable and different, but necessary now and maybe even into the future as well, as I think a lot of these virtual things that we're doing, is it better to be in person? Absolutely. But now that we can do things from a distance and avoid having to travel, avoid, the time constraints and other things, maybe people will get used to that.
I think the farmers are adapting, just like everybody else is, to what they have to do from a technology standpoint. And we have, all of our meetings virtual. So Zoom plays a big role, and I have farmers that are in their 70s calling and saying, Phil, what do I do to have Zoom on my laptop or my smartphone so I can make sure that I stay up to date? And it's something that they're coming along. Sometimes it's a little bit of a struggle, but they are coming along, and I think they're adapting very well.
Well, one of the big issues that we're facing is a lot of people in rural areas that don't have connectivity. If they don't have adequate broadband or cellular service, I mean, that leaves them out in the cold, so to speak.
Well, it's one of those things where connectivity is an important aspect, even at my home, because I'm working from home. I don't have the best internet, and so I have done everything that I can to try and have a good signal, but sometimes it's not very good. And so farmers are faced with the same thing. The good thing is that most of the programs that we're doing are recorded, and they can see many of those things later on at another time, maybe when there's less bandwidth being used, and that will help. But you're right, it's a challenge. And connectivity is certainly something that, as a community or a region, we really have to stay on top of it and try and get everybody up to speed.
And we certainly know that farmers can overcome challenges, and they do that every single day. And I think there are unsung heroes. We don't spend enough time thanking our farmers for the hard work that they do. We really kind of take agriculture for granted here in Michigan, I think. But it's a huge part of our state's economy. And something we certainly couldn't live without.
Oh, no. It's one of those things where every day I say, let's eat. And I take it for granted that I have a refrigerator that has food, and we have food availability. That doesn't mean that everybody has food on their table.
Yeah.
But it does mean that we have the resources within our grasp to try and meet those needs for most people.
Absolutely. And thanks to the farmers, for sure. Phil, interesting conversation. Appreciate you joining us this morning. Thanks so much for your time, and Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. It's been my pleasure, Paul. And I'd like to say thank you to all the farmers that have supported MSU Extension and supported all of us for 2020.
There you go. On to 2021. Thanks, Phil. Have a great day.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.